It's time for the Ronin role-playing podcast. Join Scormy as he plays through various tabletop role-playing games entirely on his own. Some are specifically designed for solo play, while with others he will be using a GM emulator. Regardless, come enjoy the strange world of solo role-playing with your host, Scormy.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Ronin Role-Playing Podcast. I'm your host, Scormus. Now, today is the last show we're doing with Rifts. So, I know the story's been a little everywhere. But I think I know where it's going to finish it off. So, problem is, we're right in the middle of a combat. So, we really need to pick up on that. Last we had, some dog boys in light armor were attacking Grim, who had gone to meet up with Molly, the entertainer, quote-unquote, escort her up to Tolkien, which is kind of a free city that's at odds with the Coalition anyway. So she didn't show up, but some dog boys jumped him, and now they're in the middle of a pitched laser battle. So we're at the start of an initiative round. So that guy, the guy who's at the top initiative, ran off as his armor was almost destroyed. Now the second guy, whose armor is 60% destroyed, I've been working him down pretty hard. Giggity. He rolls, but I'm undercover, so no, he does not hit. So then it goes to Grim's turn, who's going to return fire on that guy, and hits, rolling minimum damage. Lovely. Then two guys who have also bad initiative rolls will attack. Ooh, I barely missed. All right, this guy got another one. I'm gonna roll a 50%. You know what? I'm just gonna ask the Oracle. Does his gun blow up on him? Yes, emphatically so. We're knocking that guy out of the fight. He's just done. He hasn't hit anything. And one time, no, twice now, he's actually had shots that went off, but they totally missed entirely. Two, three times. Otherwise, he's had rolled a 1 to a 4, and twice he's rolled ones. He's done. I don't do crit fumbles here, but he's done. Anyway, so his gun goes bang, and he goes, ah! So that comes around to dude at 11. Well, he barely... Nope. Not good enough. Cover for the win. Returning fire. Okay, that made up for it. Okay. He's getting whittled down pretty good. Now it's dude number 3's turn. Yet. Oh, wait, what am I rolling for him for? He's gone. I rolled for the dude who blew his hand up. Okay, so that was second actions, I think. Yes. So, I have a third. Uh-huh. And kill this guy by 1 point. His armor made it to 51 points. That one last point burst through and he done. So, he's dead. So, that was second actions. Oh, no, that was third action. That's right. That was third action. So, it comes back around to the top of initiative, which is now me. There's me and another guy. And we both go at 3. So Grim will go first. Grim shoots. Grim scores. Not for much. This guy shoots, but does not score. Second action. Ooh, nice. Score. He attempts a... Oh, he rolled a 1. He failed. And there's third action. I rolled a 2. So I fail. Everybody's failing. Back to the top of initiative. So it's my turn again. For another 9. His first action is to fail. Second action. He gets hit. And his last action of the round. He rolls a 2 and misses. So I have a third action. And he gets whittled a little more. All right. Cover helps so much. All right, I attack again, top of another round. Yep. And he's almost wiped out. So he's going to fire back. He gets a 4, so that fails. Second action. Wow, his armor is burst open, but he is not dead. I literally just knocked out the last point. One more point of damage, he's done. But he's going to use his second action to flee. I'm going to shoot at him. He tries to dodge on the way. Well, how we'll call him trying to flee. But he did not do it. Well, one of my two dice rolled a 1. That was enough to kill him. The other 6 was gravy. So, he's done too. Alas, one of the guys escaped. He fled. So, that's not good. I think Grim is going to take this opportunity to get the heck out of here before reinforcements arrive. Will he be able to grab his horse and mule and get out of here before more dead boys arrive? Exceptional, yes. So he's going to grab his horse and mule and basically go off into the alleys out of view and try to get out of here as quickly as possible without drawing as much any more attention to himself. So, yeah. Of course, that raised my chaos level up. My chaos factor has gone up again. So, I need to set up a new scene. Move away from a thread. Okay. Adjourn. Business. Ah! Yeah! That'll be cool. So, Grim is leading his horse through back streets and whatnot. And, you know, pulling the pack mule behind. And as he does so, he'll come out into the street and is pretty close to the edge of town. So he is just about to get onto his horse when he'll feel somebody whip around the corner into the alley and put a gun up to his head. And this guy is so big that he blots out the sun. He's one of the bodyguards that, what's his name? Pentel. He's one of Pentel's bodyguards. Basically, imagine a mountain wearing a finely tailored suit, which is also light armor, but still. Mr. Grimm, he hears someone say, I'm so disappointed. I thought you were going to call me. As Pentel comes around the corner. Yeah, about that. I really was going to, but unfortunately, I lost your number when the credit chit you gave me blew up. Oh, how unfortunate. Well, if you hadn't have been making deals with my son and his thieving friends, I wouldn't have had to take such actions. Listen, you. And a gun gets poked into the side of his head. You're interfering in my righteous anger. Knock it off. Listen, you. I told you before. We didn't have a deal. I didn't know what was going on. All I knew was somebody asked me to escort them to a town. We started to haggle on the price. They got shot. That was it. My involvement at that time, yes. But is it not true you knew a man named Ellis? Yeah, I did. Dude doesn't like his pay his debts. Of course, he came to me after you tried to have me murdered. Or actually, honestly, to be honest, you tried to murder me. And then you wonder why I might be of a mind to take their business. Huh. I thought you were a better businessman than that, Pentel. Well, when you put it that way, I suppose it does seem a little, foolish on my part. Just a little. But, you know, I understand. You do. Yes. I mean, Gotta be hard when your son stabs you in the back like that. You couldn't have been thinking clearly at the time. You were upset and looking for someone to lash out at. And then here's this dirty wilderness scout who obviously is beneath you. Well, you can't lash out at your son, and you didn't know which friends it was to lash out at, so you lashed out at me. Really? If I were in your position, you would have done the same thing? Nah, because I'm a reasonable human being. What, are you kidding me? You're insane, old man. Can we just start the fight already? I got that for initiative. He got that. Oh, I've been writing it over here. Sorry. This is 18. Well, I got a lot to erase from over here from the last battle. I have to find a way to mark down damage differently. I really do. I've been doing it in just little hash marks for each individual point, and that eats up a lot of space in your margins that you have to erase after every fight. Not the best way to go. There's them, and I'm going to have one other guy involved. We'll go at 15. And I'm going to have Pentel run. Dodge out of the way while another bodyguard jumps in. That's okay. I go first. And my first action is going to be to try to disarm the guy with the gun. So I don't have a plus to strike. It has to be a called shot, basically. And I got that called shot. So instead of doing damage, I'm going to snap around while, you know, he's mildly distracted. Snap around and rip the gun out of his hand and toss it down the alley. So that's my action. First action taken. Now, the first action for the other guy is to whip around the corner from out of view. He'll try and, move into position. And the third guy, the one I just pulled the gun away from, he will strike at me. And he is going to hit. Do I want to bother rolling with punch? Nah. Not sure why I would need to, because this is all SDC damage and we're wearing MDC armor. So, yeah, let's let him hit me. Oh, wait. No, he's making a called shot double damage. Doesn't matter. He still can't hurt me. So he's going to swing at me and hit. It doesn't do anything. So that was first actions. Now it goes to second action. I'm going to... What would be a good choice? Well, I think I'm going to have to pull a pistol as my second action. And they're going to dive behind cover for their second actions. And I have a third action, which will be to also dive behind cover. So, yay! Here comes another gun battle. Okay. So, top of the next round, I am going to shoot. Oh, wait. Hey, I did get through. Awesome. Did a whopping 3 damage. Next guy misses. Next guy misses. So, second actions. Yep. That get through. Nope. Nope. Yeah, actually, that got through. He did 6 damage. Ouch. So, yeah, that's not good. Here's the problem, though, is that this is just going to go on for hours. With us behind cover like this? Wish I had, like, a grenade or something. I do not. Oh, yeah, there should be dog boys showing up, too. So, trying to think here. What would be the best course of action? I believe I have a third action here. So, yeah, I got my called shot over a 20. I don't know why I rolled 2d6. It's 1d6. Okay, he's been damaged. Now, let's see, does the dead boy show up yet? Yes. How many? 2 more. They're going to go at. Great. So, 2 dead boys show up, coming up from behind. I do not have a good feeling about this. I'm outnumbered. I'm in the middle of a crossfire. Ooh, okay. So they've got their second actions. That hit. Ouch. And this one misses. Okay. Third action. My third action is going to be bolt and run straight past those two guys and try to, you know, just basically flee out of here. I can get on my horse and start to leave. Only one guy can shoot at me before I break out of here. And that'll be one of the dead boys. So I'm going to let him take a shot. He rolls a one. So that fails. My first action of this round is to take off like crazy. So I'm fleeing. They don't have attacks of opportunity in rifts. So we don't have to worry about that. Basically, they just get to shoot as I pass by. And I'm not undercover, so three more. And then this guy is going to shoot. Ooh, what am I doing? Two more. And then that last dead boy, he's going to take a shot. But I was rounding the corner, so doesn't matter, he hit me anyway for four. Ouchies. Well, it's a good thing I bought two sets of armor, because this one's pretty well trashed. Well, not pretty well. It's not doing well, let's put it that way. It already has 25 points of damage at a 70. So, that was all their first actions. Now their second action. Mine is to continue to flee. I have, where is it? Horsemanship, 69%. I'm going to make a check on that. Ooh, I got 70 out of my 79. So, oh no, I have 69. I failed. Oh, shoot. Oh, no. The horse rears. Oh, God. Oh, great. So my trusty horse and mule, who I've gone back for at least twice when I needed it most, reared up and dumped me on my ass in the middle of a firefight. Lovely fun. So, that was my second action? Yeah. So, that's going to have the two dead boys are going to use their second actions to move forward where they can kill me with impunity. But that leaves these two bodyguards. They can open fire on me and I don't have cover. So, that hits. And that hits. So, ouchies. Ah, what can I do? What can I do? Well, I have a third action. So, let's describe the scene. So I came out into the alley and there's a street and there is a hover car that Pentel drives, right? And I'm going to assume that that's where Pentel ran to get cover when the fight broke out. So, question is that an MDC structure? Well, I don't have stats for such a vehicle, so yes or no? No, it's not. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but the Oracle says it's not. Well, no one says this is an armored car. It's just a transport. So I shoot it. Well, that definitely hits. And the thing blows up in this huge explosion. Which is another interesting quirk of this system. Because I'm over by this. There's this massive explosion. It's going to send the guards flying. It's going to send the DBs flying. It's going to light the building on next to it on fire. There's a big-ass explosion. Right? Just like you'd expect. The horse, the mule go running. Myself, I'm not damaged. Because I'm in my mega damage armor with a helmet. Because it does, the explosion was SDC damage. It's not like mega damage plasma or anything. So it might be, inertia knocks you down, but I was already on the ground. So, yeah, that's the start of a new initiative round. So I'm going to use my prowl skill. I'm going to attempt to use that to try to sneak away in the chaos. Yeah, I rolled 100. That's a flat out failure. And yeah, I think because of that failure, we're just going to basically drag, I'll describe it as a couple DBs run over and dive on me as I'm trying to sneak away. They run over, tackle, and I get shackled and guns taken off, and yeah, truncheoned across the back of the head a couple times, stunned a few times, fade to black, and open up the next scene with me being with Grim being tossed into, or actually having already been tossed into, I should say, a holding cell. So let's set that scene. Move away from a thread. Okay. Excitement. Dispute. Okay. So Grim starts to come to. The first thing he notices is that he's not in his armor anymore. He's not handcuffed. He's laying on a cot in a holding cell. Bars all around. And he's a little blurry, but he can make out voices. They seem to be arguing a bit. I'm telling you, they're gonna take their time with him. Nah. You heard what he did. Nah, they're just gonna put him up against the wall first thing. No, man. No, you don't understand. He killed a major player, man. They're gonna take him to a black site for sure. Black site? What are you talking about, black sites? You've been watching too many of those ancient videos, and that stuff's not real. Huh, man, you don't know the half of it. They're totally gonna take him to a black site. Yeah, they're gonna just take their time. His fingernails are gonna get pulled off, and they're gonna put electrodes up his hoo-ha, and they're gonna do all kinds of things to him. You don't even know, man. Yeah, well, I think you're wrong. Well, I think I'm right. And they start shoving each other and whatnot. Couple dirty bums basically arguing over how am I gonna die. Great. It's awesome. Grim will lay there with his eyes closed. Shut up, or I'm gonna take my time with both of you. They stop shoving each other. Sit down quietly on another bench. Now that I'd pay to see. Oh, if I didn't have enough problems, it'd have to be a dame. Outside of the cell stands a very beautiful woman. Dark hair, long, big round eyes, green eyes, wearing a very nice uniform. She appears to be an officer for the Coalition. It's also Molly, the entertainer that he was helping out, allegedly. I notice you didn't show up, Molly. Oh, you misunderstand, Mr. Grimm. I was there. I was directing the operation, you see. Of course you were. You're very highly sought after prize, you know. Yeah, there was the dragon. Let me finish this out. You're a very highly sought after prize, you see. It's unfortunate that you murdered Pentel, of course, but that we didn't foresee, but honestly, the man just wouldn't stop inserting himself into the operations anyway. If he had just stayed back in Chi-Town like we asked him to, none of this would have ever happened. Well, he wouldn't have been blown up by a vagabond. Speaking of which, you prefer hanging, electrocution, or firing squad?
Honestly, I'd prefer to just go home.
Our records say you don't have a home.
All right, so I'll go buy one.
That That's cute. Oh, you two. Yes, you two that you were arguing earlier.
They look at her.
It's Black Sight. He was right. We'll be moving you within the hour, Grim. And we'll end it with that. I know, it's kind of a down note. Gosh, the last couple games we've ended on down notes. But it is what it is. Grim is in the hands of the Coalition, and I could make one little check. One! I mean, I could go a little over. I do have Escape Artist. 49% chance. Nah, he fails. Nah, he can't get out. He's done! So much for Grim. So much for Rifts. Well, no. They're not killing Grim. They're taking him to a black site and doing horrible things to his rectum, probably with electrodes. We got to play a game that's a little more fun. I'm going to be honest. You know, I'm not trying to tear down Rifts. I'm not. But since we're, you know, as an in-conclusion sort of situation, this has been, of the games we've played thus far in this solo series, the least fun for me. Part of it is that I have not played Rifts in upwards of 20 years. More like 17, but still, same difference. I haven't played it in a very long time. That's part of the problem. But also, compared to other games, this just isn't of the quality that I've grown used to. So, yeah, I don't think we'll be returning to this. Nothing against the game, per se. It's just there's other options. There are better games. And we'll be, starting next week, we'll be doing just that. We'll be starting with a different game, one that I greatly enjoy. I've run it a little bit for friends as a one-shot. I ran the original version. This time I'm going to be doing a lighter version of the game, though. What am I talking about? What am I babbling about? I'm babbling about Dresden Files RPG. That's right. I have the original version, which is based off of the Fate system, and I have one that's based off of Fate Accelerated. We're going to be playing the Fate Accelerated version, as I haven't done that yet, so I'm going to read up a little bit on it before we do those sessions. But the next 2 months are scheduled to be Dresden Files, so we will jump into that next time. So until then, if you're interested, if you'd like to help me out, please give a nice review over on the podcasting service of your choice, wherever you happen to be getting this podcast from. It could be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, or Spotify. One of them. That'd be great. I would greatly appreciate it. Or you could follow me on Twitter. I'm at Scormy. You could hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/Scormy. You could drop by my website, scormy.com. We have a blog, we have podcasts, we have a Dresden server. We have a Discord server there. And you could join that community. That would be awesome. So, or just tell your friends. Tell them about the podcast. Share. That'd be great. I'm also technically on Twitch and on YouTube, but I don't really think I'm doing anything there anymore. But if I am, check it out. Who knows what'll be happening. I'm recording these shows way in advance, so just so you know. Anyway, so till next time, I'm Scormus, and remember, if you can't play with your friends, you can always play with yourself.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you want more content like this, come on over to scormy.com. We've got more podcasts, blogs, our own Discord server, and so much more. Also, don't forget to join us again next week as your intrepid guide Scormy delves once more into the world of solo role-playing.